Hi, this is Marian Samuel from the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse in Antigua. Every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., we interview a guest about real-life issues from the Caribbean. Welcome to Lighthouse Conversations, a time to explore the issues surrounding your everyday existence. Your family, your community, your environment, your health and safety habits, your lifestyle, both physically and spiritually, will all be discussed here on Lighthouse Conversations. Let's get started and see just what we can learn to better your life. Welcome to another episode of Lighthouse Conversation. I am Marian Samuel, your host for the program, and with me in the studio is Mrs. Aura Gordon. She is an event planner and decorator by profession, a brand ambassador for Audis Life International, a health and wellness company. Mrs. Aura Gordon brings awareness to breast cancer in numerous ways. Along with Mrs. Imelda Benjamin, a breast cancer survivor. And I am happy to have you both in studio today. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Happy to have to be here.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. I will have you share, Mrs. Gordon, with us a little about yourself as a brand ambassador. And most important, why you are here with us today.
Thank you, Antigua and Bermuda. So happy to be here. Mm-hmm. The land with 365 beaches. Oh my gosh, I only reach one. I'm still looking to reach to the end.
I hope you get to see a couple as well.
Yes, but on the other note, so I am Aura Gordon, a wife, mother of one son, and I always like entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. You know, as I said, I do event planning, but about 12 years ago, someone introduced me to a garment and a bra, and that changed my life. What it did for me, I couldn't keep it to myself, and I decided to do research and stuff, and I came out of the business for a while and recently came back in about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I told the Lord, when I come back into this business, I don't want it to just be business, but I want it to be ministry. And God has really kept his promise. As I came back in, I started, now this business carries natural nutritional products. Cellular nutritional products. It has a coffee line, it has a skincare line, and it has a garment line. The garments are all medically graded orthopedic garments. Mm. They have medical codes, and in the U.S. you can get prescription for insurance purposes. So it's not just no any kind of Spanx, as you will call it. Mm-hmm. It's medically graded. So we have garments for all different types of issues that women and men have, because we have a vest for men. So we have for problems of back problems, back support. We have a recovery bra for cancer patients. We have an angel bra, which I will talk about. We have maternity garments, maternity girdle, postpartum girdle after, you know. And corsets, different thing. You know, women have issues with different mm-hmm. tissues all over. So we have things, something for everybody. But in getting into the business, I was introduced to something called the Body Magic, which is a whole garment that pulls back your shoulders, aligns your spines, it slims your stomach, your legs and stuff. It does something called lipotransportation, which is moving your it allows the compression, causes the lymphatic system to go into motion, and it removes the tissues that is not needed. We have two areas of tissues go in, and it's your butt and your breast. The rest, it would move out. And you know, we have mostly water, so the compression helps with alleviating that water set through your sweat, you know, urine and that type of stuff. And the other one was the bra. Now, as a heavy set person, always had problems in getting bras to fit you. And sometimes my father will travel and he would bring one or two. It would fit. And you know, once you get that one fit as a heavy set person, you get that one fitting bra. Mm-hmm. You had to use it for everything, for school, for this, mm-hmm. for that. And when it starts to separate, the bones break, the this, mm-hmm. the strap, the it's problems. You want to hold on to that. But when I got introduced to that bra in particular, when the time of the month, you know, you have that monthly, your menses, and when that time comes, the breast is sore, it's weighty, it's heavy. And I realized using the bra, I wasn't getting that discomfort anymore. As I started going to menopause, you also get swollen in the breast sometimes, heaviness in the breast and stuff. And I wasn't experiencing that. Another thing was a lot of times we wear the wrong, 80% of women wear, doesn't know the correct size bra. They wear the wrong bra. And in using any bra that fits you, most of the time your breast rests on your stomach, which is not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So you have that sweating under the breast. You get rash and your whole works under there. And then you have, which is when you're wearing a proper bra, your breast is not supposed to be touching in the center there. It's supposed to be separated. And because you're full figure and you don't have one, you get that sweating there as well. You understand? So those were some of the things I was getting, and I wasn't getting it again once I used the bra. Mm-hmm. When I explain more into the bra, you will understand why. But that was one of the things that led me into doing more research and be able to share to women especially the ills of using the wrong bra, the ills of using bones in the bra, right? And also in using the bra as well, I started meeting, doing bra fitting. I started meeting cancer patients coming to try on bras like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And I sold a bra to one person in particular. And she was, at that time I didn't know much about that, but the lymphatic fluid, they have a problem and they remove the breast. There's this lymphatic fluid that keeps it there flowing all the time. Mm-hmm. And that is what the bones press against the ribcage, and it can restrict the flow. So once they remove that, that flow is there. Ms. Imelda will talk more on that. And it's there, it comes, so tries to come back up. So it is swelling on the side or the back. And because of the compression of the bra, the broadness under the arm and the broadness to the back, when she went to her physiotherapist doctor, she told her, she wanted to know where she got that bra from. Mm-hmm. And she told her, I met with her, and then the rest is history. She sends patients to me. But also wearing the bra, I realized a lot of them don't have money to buy the prosthesis. Some of them don't even buy the bra. Mm. But they don't have the prosthesis, so they have rags, towels, cloths, different things they use. And the Lord, you know, laid upon my heart to do something to get some sort of prosthesis to help these women who are really in need. So I've partnered with an organization in the U.S. who sent me 250 prosthesis, as well as somebody from the UK Forum. It's a Trinidad and Tobago group in the US that one of the persons is a cancer survivor as well, and they want to sponsor bras and prosthesis to women as well in Trinidad and Tobago. They want to give back. So that's where the Lord has been leading me. And you know, I do breast health and bra education to women, different organizations, you know, and try and share that education with them.
Okay. So how has your interaction with breast cancer patients influenced your mission?
Well, it really influenced me so much. On a whole, I believe I am in the my gifting is in helps and hospitality. So from the time I know something is wrong with someone, I leap into motion. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what it is, I try to see how best I can help. But with the cancer patients, and as I started to talk to them just recently, I was talking because I had to get two women who really needed the sponsor. One had two breasts removed. And, you know, I was talking to her and she says, you know, it's so hard to go through this. You know, it's something you have to deal with for yourself first. Mm-hmm. And then you could deal with the others. So she has a husband. She has a six-year-old daughter. And she had to share with her six-year-old daughter. And, you know, she broke down. And she said, Mommy, you know, you're a really strong woman, you know, mm-hmm. for what you're going through. And her husband promised to, you know, be there with her and support her. You know, he came and he bought her, and, you know. So she has to talk to them. She has to talk to her family, but still work out in her mind, you know, this stand up in front of the mirror, you know, watch and see, you know, that type of thing. And then I was recently talking to the other one from Trinidad, the girl from the UK called and had a three-way. And she's asking her, how are you going? She said, girl, I'm just going because I don't have the support from my family, my siblings. She has a son that is there. She has a mom who has Alzheimer's, 90-something years. So she has to go to work. See about her mom. She can't go much places because the mom is there. She doesn't have the money. She has to do a fundraiser to do testing and stuff like that. And, you know, I talked to another one who's in a job, and the boss giving her problems. Because she was working at one place and they had some fumes, something. So they move her somewhere else, and then the boss is calling her back and telling her, you have to go back there. Although you know what she's dealing with, the smell and stuff, you can't handle that. And you give her option of either go or. So, you know, it's they go through a lot, and some people don't get the group to talk to. Some of them, the doctors do the surgery and they don't even know that they need to get another bra, this type of bra, whatever. So God has, I don't know, as I say, God's leading. Sometimes I stand in awe as to how I get here, Lord, you know. But I am just following as he opens the door. I go through. Sometimes it's intimidating. Sometimes it's a bit, you know, but I say, Lord, this is what you have for me. You know, I'm going to do it. So I try to listen. I'm trying to see how to go about what to form. You know, I recently spoke to someone away who is financially well off, and he's asking me, he likes what I'm doing, and he wants to know what area I need help with. So I now have to meet with these young ladies, and this is how I met Miss Imelda. She's a cancer survivor as well. And I had two conferences, one during COVID, which was He Can Heal Cancer. And last year I did one, Pause for a Cause, and that was to do fundraising to be able to get prosthesis and stuff for the woman. So she met me when I did the first one on Facebook. It's the first time I'm seeing Miss Imelda. But we've been speaking and stuff like that. So I told her, you know, I want to come up and see if I can work with her and set up some sort of thing, you know, teach her how to measure and stuff like that for the bras. And anybody else who might be interested in doing that, the business, as I say, it's different part. But my thing is the garments. It is a testimony for me. I've lost weight through using it. I use the products as well. The products are awesome, right? But everybody have their niche. So your niche might be in something else. But for those who have had cancer or is in need of anything or somebody to talk to as well, because she has a care group for all cancers, not just breast, all cancers, she has that care group for. So you can reach out, and if you want to know the business, we could talk as well. Yeah.
Miss Imelda, would you like to share? I know she was mentioning some of the issues that breast cancer survivors would face. Would you be able to?
So, depending on the stage of your cancer, the size of the lump, you know, the extent, the surgery that's involved. And most time when they remove the breast or even remove the lump, they also remove lymph nodes from under your arm. Now the lymph nodes, they play a part in draining the lymphatic fluid away, you know, throughout your body. Now when they remove quite a number of lymph nodes, it will cause that lymphatic fluid to build up, right? Especially in the arm, the affected arm, and sometimes the breast area and the back and so on. So you would see that it's recommended for persons who have breast surgery, lymph nodes removed, to wear what they call a compression sleeve to help the lymphatic fluids from building up and cause what they call lymphedema. I'm sure you would have seen some persons with one arm way bigger than the other one, and that is because they develop what you call lymphedema, because it wasn't managed. So what Ora is explaining now, that bra helps just like a sleeve, but the sleeve only comes on the arm, right? But in my own experience, because I had the lump removed, but I had about 14 or more lymph nodes removed from under my arm. Okay, mm-hmm. So I have a problem with built up also. Mm-hmm. And I find sometimes, even though my arm don't get big or stay big, sometimes the breast, I can feel a heaviness mm-hmm. in my breast, that breast on that affected side. And mm-hmm. I know it's fluid building up there. Mm-hmm. So although I haven't had one of the bra yet, I can see the importance of the bra with the compression, with helping to remove that fluid from, you know, being mm-hmm. built up there in the area of the breast and the arm and the back, mm-hmm. back there. Mm-hmm. And so one thing I observed since my diagnosis back in 2017 and surgery and going through everything, I realized that we're very, very, things are very lacking in Antigua because we don't get a lot of education. You know, you don't get a lot of preparation as to what to expect. I see women going in to have their breasts removed and then they would like be asking me questions about wearing a bra and what type of bra to wear and how to go about using a prosthesis and things like these. And these things are very lacking because, you know, we are small and our healthcare, you know, the hospital is probably the only place where you can get some sort of education, and their, you know, staffing is limited mm-hmm. and they just don't have the facilities. Mm-hmm. So, but patients still need, they still need it. It's very important. And as Aura was talking about the lady with, you know, having her breast removed and so on, I remember speaking to this lady and it just hit home to me. And she said, it took her, she had a breast removed, and she's Antiguan, but she was in St. Kitts when she got diagnosed. She said it took her a long while to look in the mirror, to mm-hmm. look at herself in the mirror. Body image, very important for women, mm-hmm. right? And having a breast removed is a big thing. And most of the doctors, I don't know if because probably they don't really just don't know how to handle it. So they don't tell you, they don't guide you, they don't send you no place to get that counseling, to get that support, to be able to, you know, accept the change in your body. So, you know, that is where I am kind of coming in mm-hmm. because, you know, with my own diagnosis, in the beginning I wondered and I said, Lord, why? Mm-hmm. Why me? Why cancer? But, you know, very soon I start to see everything falling into place because I'm something like Aura. Aura say from the time she sees somebody need help, she's ready to jump in. Mm-hmm. That's me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I finish, put it out there, I say, girl, what I get yourself in now? Mm-hmm. But I can't help. Straight off, I see somebody with a situation, with an issue, I'm there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know, the Lord always provides somebody to help me.
He does.
I said, Lord, you never fail me yet. You always connect me to the right person. My dear sister Aura, I saw a flyer with the cancer stuff. And I'm sharing this flyer, and then we realize somebody say, but where's the Zoom link? And I'm asking the person who shared the flyer first in a group, where's the Zoom link? People asking for the Zoom link. Well, she's not responding. So I look at the flyer. I say, there's a number. It better be a WhatsApp number. So it was a WhatsApp number, and I connected, and she sent me a link. And from there, we just hit it off.
Praise the Lord.
Never met in person, but we just hit it off. Mm-hmm. And that's how God works.
Yes.
And that's how I've been seeing him work yes. throughout my almost 6 years journey mm-hmm. with cancer. Mm-hmm. And as she mentioned, I have the support group, and it's for people with all cancers. Breast is the most. We have the highest percentage of people with cancer is breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so we will hear more about breast cancer out there, but still, there's still a lot more to be done for people, women with breast cancer, mm-hmm. because breast cancer is bigger than what we really see. It affects the woman way greater than what we think. Mm-hmm. We see them out there more or less trying to pull themselves together when they're out there in the public, but it's a lot they're dealing with. And many marriages would have been broken mm-hmm. after a breast cancer surgery. Mm-hmm. I guess some men just don't know how to handle it, and because the support is not there, they just, like, you know, step back. So I just want to encourage churches. You know, I encourage churches especially, because of many of the women, they are church members, and they are active in their churches. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I just calling on church leaders to be more proactive mm-hmm. in providing psychosocial support, because that's where we're lacking. Mm-hmm. I mean, my surgery, excellent. I get compliments. Who mm-hmm. did your surgery? You know, well done. No deformity in my breast or anything, I can't complain there. I can't complain for the chemo and all that. Mm-hmm. But the psychosocial support, very lacking. Mm-hmm. And that is why, you know, I jump into play because I see it's needed. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very much needed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that, Mrs. Yeah. Benjamin. Yeah. Okay, we will continue, Mrs. Yeah. Oregarden. And let's talk about the health of the breast and the need for caring for the breast.
As I was saying, we look at that small garment, the bra, as, you know, just by the way. But it really, really helps in growth. I was talking to someone just this morning about young children that we're seeing now that has so much breasts. We have to start grooming the breasts from small. Long ago, we had training bra. Mm-hmm. I think now they more put on a vest on them. Mm-hmm. And instead, you know, we just move away from everything that was basic and right to do. The type of bras now is about sensuality and sexuality. Less is more. That's the goal now. Less is more. And we're just moving away from the support, whether it's underwear, bras, anything. And we're just letting ourselves go. And to me, like the bigger you get or the more belly you have, is okay to show off. Because whether it's long ago, well, for me as a full grown person, a heavy set person most of my life, I am very careful of what I wear. I go in the mirror and I see how I look. People will tell me and I will follow, but I don't know what is happening. You know, we just go, we don't care how we look, or we find we look good. And sometimes it's a confidence thing too, eh? Mm-hmm. Especially as full-figured people, we figure we're missing out and, you know, we don't care, or, you know. But we have to come back to grassroots, because why? Our children are looking, mm-hmm. our nieces are looking, our nephews are looking. Our husbands are looking. As much as men like it to be looking or whatever, they want it to look so for themselves, mm-hmm. not to show off to anybody. Mm-hmm. You understand? So we have to go back to basics. You know, how do you know what's a correct fitting bra? You look for your bra supposed to be, at least when you put your hands on the bottom at the base of the bra, two fingers, a finger, that's big enough. If your bra is riding up in the back, it's too big.
Mm, definitely.
If it's squeezing you and things are popping out all over, it's too small. Mm-hmm. If the cup is curling up, it's because the cup is too big. If you have on a bone bra, and especially across the front, it's pulling, your center of your bra should touch the chest, the middle of your chest, mm-hmm. to separate your bust, mm-hmm. right? So if it's not doing that, it's too small. Good. The straps, you're supposed to be able to adjust it. It should be, if you're heavily endowed, it's supposed to be broad enough to give you that support. The conventional bras, 100% of the weight of the bust is carried in the shoulder. So you need to get a bra that is carrying, our angel bra is 75% in the cup and 25% on the shoulders. It's scientifically made. It was made for women going into space. That was our first garment that was made. And I'm going to show you it in a bit. Yeah? The straps. You know, long ago, bras used to be fabric and we went away to the elastic. When the elastic stretches, that said, the bra is gone, everything is gone south, nothing to lift you, it bruises you, right? The bones break, they stick you. I know somebody who got stick from a bone and eventually, when she checked, it was cancer, it started to get, because of the bones. We buy the bones, we pull it out, and we say, well, I don't like it, now I pull it out. But the bone is there for a purpose. When you pull it out, there's no hold for the breast. The breast mm-hmm. falls out and all that type of thing. So, and the industry has it that women feel that if your bra don't have a bone, it cannot support you. Mm-hmm. That is wrong. You can get bras that don't have bones, mm-hmm. and it can support you. You just have to check. You just have to search. Whether you do research online, same way you go on Amazon and you order here and you order mm-hmm. there, look for proper bras, order it, know how to measure. And that's another thing. Most of our stores here, when you go to the U.S., you have people who are educated in measuring you and they mm-hmm. know what to do. Mm-hmm. But when you go to a store here, it's just bra selling, you pick it up. Mm-hmm. And, yes. you know, you might ask the thing and she say, yeah, looking good. She don't really care if it's looking good, how it's looking, you know. Sometimes you have bras and the flesh is is falling out, tissue is falling out. And we don't care when you look at somebody in your clothes, you must be looking good in your clothes. You mustn't be seeing tissues falling out. And it stays and it starts to form, and that's why you get what they call tires, and if you're called tires here, mm-hmm. you have all kind of name. You mm-hmm. have tissue, you have rolls, everything to eat. Right? You have the muffin with the belly because mm-hmm. you're wearing those underpanties and your stomach going over mm-hmm. the men, the belly falling over. Mm-hmm. And you have, you know, it's really, really, we as women and even men need to sit up and start to take care of ourselves. So this bra has fabric straps.
Sorry, listeners, sure. you can't see it, but I can see it.
So there's no, you know, stretching or anything like that.
Oh.
It's metal buckle. Normally it's plastic mm-hmm. with a little circle. Mm-hmm. When that breaks, that's the end of the bra, right? The underneath by the band has limited elastic.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no stretching to fall out.
Mm.
Good? The sides are very broad, going quite up under the armpit.
Right.
So it holds in everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is a small size bra, so it wouldn't be as broad. The back of the bra is, the bigger it is, the broader it is to the back.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits you somewhere close to your, almost to your waist.
Mm.
So that all that tissue can go in.
Oh.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You use it. It's a 7-in-1 bra. You can minimize. You can maximize. You can equalize. For a lot of women have big and small breasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good support bra, a sports bra, a nursing bra, and a bra that you can put the prosthesis in. Why? Because it's how it's made and how you put it on. You have mm-hmm. to unhook the cups, place it on your shoulders, hook the back, and there's a something called a suspension triangle that fits to the center here to mm-hmm. separate the breasts. And this triangle has a suspension band. So it's like if you have a car and a suspension, you have the chain that holds it up.
Mm-hmm.
When you pull this, which is the straps,
mm-hmm.
when you pull it up, it mm-hmm. lifts the bust in the triangle, and it's supported by the band, which acts as a bone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you put it on now, you lean forward and you pull the tissue into the triangle. So you lean forward as far back. If you have a lot of tissue in your back, you bring it forward into the triangle. You lift below, you lift in the center. Everything must be in that triangle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you pull up the band.
Mm-hmm.
Now the band would go either up or down. If you want to minimize, you pull the band up and you roll the breast and tuck it on top of the band. It will look smaller. If you want to look bigger, you roll the band all the way down, and so that all of the breasts could be in the cup.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks bigger. And for the person who has a big and small, well, one band will be up and one band will be down.
Mm.
Right? Also, the support, and again, of how you put it on and you have to unhook the band, it's like how you're using a nursing bra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
That.
So
mm-hmm.
that's how you use it as a nursing bra, because
right.
it's already like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for the prosthesis, you have the pocket here, where it will be there, and the band. You put the prosthesis here.
Mm.
So when you hook back up now, you have a proper bra. It also has a seam going across. That is for you to locate your nipple. Many times you look at people in their clothes, and the nipple is either pointing down, going to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Your nipple is supposed to be centered and pointed so that the blood could flow to your nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's important for blood to reach your nipples. And a lot of times you want the heavy padded bras. Padded bras give you a wrong finish. It cannot be at a point. This is why this bra is a bit pointed, and sometimes it looks like your grandmother old bra, long time bra. But it was a reason why it was like that.
Mm.
It's just move away all the way. And some people like this wrong finish. But your nipples need to be at a point and not rounded. Right? So in a padded bra, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing pointed for the blood to really flow properly.
And on that note, we will have to stop here and continue next week with Mrs. Aura Gordon, who brings awareness to breast cancer and positive health benefits of wearing proper undergarments. Thanks for listening in on our conversation. We trust that it was beneficial to you as you continue to develop a more meaningful life. Do you have a topic or a guest you would like us to have a conversation with for a future episode on Lighthouse Conversations?
We would love to hear your suggestions. Send us a mail at Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, P.O. Box 1057, St. John's, Antigua, or lighthouse, B-I-M-I, at gmail.com, or give us a call at area code 268-462-1454, or send us a message via WhatsApp or text at area code 268-782-1454. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear Lighthouse Conversations Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. If you're in Antigua, you can listen at 92.3 MHz FM. If you're in the Caribbean, you can listen at 1160 kHz AM or listen online at www.radiolighthouse.org from anywhere in the world. Or you can subscribe to this podcast. Looking forward to having you join us next time. Bye-bye.